Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you by Jaro, judge the most comprehensive and innovative line of health supplements, and Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Improve your digestive health naturally with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good Monday morning, folks, and thanks for being with us here today and spending your maybe first hour of the day with us. It's Thanksgiving weekend. We're getting ready for the holidays. I think everybody's already in a holiday mood. We felt that actually last Friday when we were out and about.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun.
Yeah, skipping out of work if that's the holiday mood. I think that's part of it. Well, we watched something amazing last night. There's a very interesting series on Sunday nights at MSNBC called Future Earth, and this one was 100 Heartbeats, and it's about endangered animals.
Yes, it was actually very well done, folks. It was beautifully filmed, and when you see what's going on, you understand that we have become the predators upon this planet and that it is time for us to take responsibility and make the necessary and sometimes painful sacrifices that we are going to have to make in order to change things and reverse things. And the only reason I use the word sacrifice is because for a lot of people, it is going to feel like a sacrifice to stop the behaviors that have taken us down this road to where we're now destroying not only the animals, but our ecosystem and us right along with it.
Yeah, it's very interesting. As we talked to John Perkins about a week ago, we really can create a new economy that will accomplish these things. Instead of spending the money on economic warfare or actual bomb-dropping warfare, we can shift this world and create an economy based on these ecologically sound principles, and God knows we could create so many jobs reversing this situation.
We're also going to have a planet with less people, folks, that we don't address this issue. It needs to be addressed. We're going to explore this next year as much as we can because population, overpopulation is a big part of the problem. There's a lot of desperate people, and the selling of exotic animals and the killing of them is a multi-billion-dollar year industry, and so that has to be reversed as well. So if you get a chance, MSNBC 100 Heartbeats, I think it'll replay again. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, can words really make a difference? We'll talk to Janet Smith Warfield about her book, Shift, Change Your Words and Change Your World. And you can see, or hear for yourself. Then, the holidays are upon us, and wouldn't it be great if you could remember then? We'll talk to Georgia Foster about how you can keep the social drinking social. She's the author of The Drink Less Mind, a great guide for all of us. And I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. We're reaching out locally, regionally, nationally, and globally, and we are changing the world one listener at a time, from the inside out. And that listener is you.
Well, from time to time, we come upon a book that we could really consider a very creative tool for expanding consciousness. And we have found Shift, Change Your World, Change Your World. And it's actually an award winner. It won the 2008 Next Generation Indie Book Award in the New Age Nonfiction category. And it was a finalist in the Self-Help and Spirituality categories. It also won an award for Best Website. This is something that we have explored on the show, and we're so happy to have Janet Smith Warfield with us to share about her book, Shift. Janet, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you very much. And thank you for having me.
Well, as we like to say, we hope you enjoy being had, but that's not. but this
I'm
would
I'm
be
really
a word.
Had.
Okay.
I'm
okay.
Rarely had, but I.
Yeah. Right. Right. Okay.
I
but
do
here's
enjoy
an
dialogue.
Here's an example. That's a shift, isn't it? That's the importance of how you use a word.
Yes, and it's all how you put it in context.
Right.
Because words have meaning in specific contexts. And that meaning can change depending on the experiential context around that word.
Well, you know, what I found fascinating in your book, right up front, Janet, in your preface, you said, and I quote, that words are creative vehicles. They are not truth. I thought that was like an aha moment for me. Would you explain exactly what you mean by that?
Ooh. And I have to use words to do this, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people have hooked on to that phrase, and a lot of people have hooked on to a phrase or a sentence right near that, which is something to the effect, my words are not truth. I do not want to be set up as some guru who has all the answers, but I do have enough experience using words to be able to use them as catalysts that can flip people's thinking by putting them in context. Words are always related to experience, and I do not care what words you're using, whether you're using good, evil, heaven, hell, which we don't think of as being related to experience, but they are always a summary of our experience in some respects. And we can flip our emotions, our perceptions, and our actions when we can change our understanding of the word context that maybe we choose to give to certain words. It's not necessarily the intent of the speaker, what we hear. What we hear is based on our own experience of those particular words. And if I can just take an aside here for a minute, Brenda, you were using the word sacrifice a few minutes ago. And that can be flipped around to something positive. Sacrifice sounds like a lot of hard work. And this doesn't have to be hard work. If you can shift your focus, for example, to an ecologically balanced planet, and you want to be part of that, or even if you want prosperity for yourself, then you need to look at the number of kids you're going to have. So that if you shift your own focus and your own goal, and it always needs to be done within the context of nonviolence. But what is it you want in your life? What is important to you? What matters? Then it's not a sacrifice. Then it becomes a goal or an intention, and a very personal goal and intention, which you can actually manifest either on your own or in conjunction with other people.
You know, Janet, that's why I prefaced it with some people will feel like that is a sacrifice in the context of that negative word, because that's sort of what most people feel sacrifice is about. How you just worded it is how we feel about sacrifice. It is an honor and a privilege to have a world that way and to do our part in it. But that is exactly why I prefaced that, because in the context of that word, for most people, that word does mean a lot of hard work. It means giving up something they may not want to give up. And it may not have been the best word to use, but it is appropriate. It is appropriate there simply because that's what most people will think about it. They'll think of it as a sacrifice. And of course, if they ever listen to our show, they understand that none of this is a sacrifice for us. And we look at that and perceive that word completely differently. And we really perceive it in the context in which you just explained it.
So, Janet, let's get to the sense of what this is about. If you want to change your world with words, are we so trapped in the images that come up from the words that we use?
Oh, absolutely. I think every single one of us, from the minute we are birthed on this planet, our minds start to get conditioned by our parents, our teachers, our priests, our nuns, our ministers, our peers, our friends, the way they perceive the world. And because we want to please them and we're very dependent on them, we will accept their structuring of what is out there. And we all are born into this, and the thing is, we don't know that we're born into it. Now, some of these teachings and word structures are actually very useful and very helpful for particular purposes, but they get distorted easily, almost automatically. I may intend to communicate one thing by my words, and you will hear it differently because your experiences are different from mine. And just an easy example that I use in the book is if I start talking about the beach, and I'm thinking Atlantic City, New Jersey, and you're thinking Waikiki, I am really not going to be communicating that beach experience to you, because you're hearing that word in the context of your own life and your own experiences. And all of us have the opportunity to shift that. The example I use all the time is optical illusions. I just think it's such a wonderful analogy to the real world. And the Eastern religions talk about piercing the veil of illusion. This is what it's about. You look at an optical illusion, the lines on the paper don't change, but your mind will shape those lines one way or another. To use the example, a pretty famous example, of the old hag and the young woman. You will see one or the other. Normally you don't see them simultaneously. Your mind may flip back and forth between the two images. Some people can only see one of those two images. If they see the young woman, the words they are going to use to describe that young woman is beautiful, vibrant, sexy maybe, small boned face, elegant hairdo. If they see the old hag, exact same lines there in front of them, they're going to be using words like jutting chin, sagging eyes, ugly hair, pencil line mouth. If you were just hearing the words, you would think these people are talking about totally different experiences. And yet what is in front of both of them is the same stuff. It's the same with our real world. Mm-hmm. And we can, when we're conscious that we have the choice of shaping it the way we want it to be, and we make a conscious choice to do that. Again, going back to the optical illusion, maybe youth, the word youth, makes me feel more vibrant, whereas the word old hag makes me feel as if I'm about ready to die. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be acting differently depending on which of those images I see.
Absolutely. Well, we're here with Janet Smith Warfield. We're talking about her award-winning book, Shift, Change Your Words, Change Your World. We have a lot more to come, so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Colonies of friendly bacteria in our intestinal tract are absolutely crucial to digestion, health, and vitality. Hi, I'm Artie Whittakin, certified clinical nutritionist. I recommend nurturing these good bacteria every single day. There's no better way to do that than with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. It's a rich complex of specialized bacteria and powerful biogenic substances that rebalance your unique blend of intestinal bacteria. It's safe for everyone, even infants and the elderly. The capsules are vegetarian, all natural, and do not need refrigeration. That makes them perfect for travel. One in the morning, one at night will optimize your intestinal health, and it'll keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Super Supplements, Whole Foods Markets, Marlene's, and other fine health food stores. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
If you're all stuffed up, try our nasal steroid.
Side effects include temporary burning, stinging, nasal dryness, sneezing, and addiction.
Oh, well, then buy our antihistamine.
Side effects include dry mouth, nose, eyes, sleepiness, difficulty concentrating, confusion, constipation, diarrhea, poor coordination, and heart rate changes.
Try a decongestant.
Side effects include nervousness, sleep problems, increased blood pressure, headaches, nausea, and respiratory infections.
Isn't there any nasal spray that's good for you?
Clear. Clear what? No, Clear. X-L-E-A-R. Clear saline nasal spray. Contains the all-natural ingredient xylitol, which moisturizes and soothes dry, irritated nasal passages and cuts down on the formation of those dry, crusty mucus particles. All-natural means no side effects. Clear nasal spray not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, bacteria, and other airborne contaminants, making your nasal passageways all clear. Just one spray in each nostril twice a day, that's it. And because it's all natural, it's 100% safe for children and the perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right.
Clear nasal spray with xylitol at most natural products retailers and select pharmacies nationwide. You can visit clear.com, that's X-L-E-A-R.com, to find a retailer near you.
You're listening to Conscious Talk Radio, your roadmap to health and well-being.
Are you looking for an all-natural supplement that's great for the health of the heart, increases exercise endurance, and improves fat burning? GPLC from Jarl Formulas, a patented new form of carnitine, increases the output of the muscles, allowing them to effectively burn fat, to work longer, and to recover faster. And since the heart is the most important muscle in the body, GPLC also benefits cardiovascular health. Jarl Formulas GPLC has been clinically demonstrated to support healthy arterial blood flow, healthy blood lipid levels, and shorten post-workout recovery time. Research shows that individuals who supplement with GPLC while exercising are less likely to experience muscle soreness, increasing the amount of blood flowing to the ends of the arteries so muscles are able to clear out cellular debris and rapidly increase restoration. Ask for Jarl Formulas GPLC at your local health food store, or for more information, go to Jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in carnitine dietary supplements.
Do you want to improve your life in some way? Most of us do, but it can be challenging to find the right person or business to support us in our journey. Imagine being able to be in your home or at your office while seeing and hearing a naturopath, counselor, healer, or astrologer even before you meet them. Would this help you decide which person could best meet your needs? Thanks to New Spirit Journal, now you can do exactly that. Visit VideoVillageOnline.com, where businesses and practitioners have placed their videos with direct links to their websites. Only New Spirit Journal offers this unique way to find the person or business you're looking for. Go to VideoVillageOnline.com and meet some wonderful people who are waiting to meet you. The New Spirit Journal, helping you create abundance in your relationships, finances, health, career, and spiritual life. Pick one up today.
Independent programs, independent voices, independent ideas. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk Radio, that makes a difference. Yes, we are changing the world one listener at a time, but that's from the inside out, folks. That's really the landscape we're talking about, because that's the one that changes your world on the outside. ConsciousTalk.net, that's the website. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. And joining us today is Janet Smith Warfield, and we're talking about her award-winning book, Shift, Change Your Words, change your world. And Janet, we sort of got into it here about, it's really about perception. It's really about how we perceive the words that we speak, how our audience perceives the words that we speak, how we perceive in our audience the words you're speaking to us today. And is our perception then based on experience?
Are our own personal experience, certainly, largely, mm-hmm. whether it has to be completely, I think there's always an experiential element to it, even if we change our thoughts. Everything, all this stuff is interrelated, so that I can change any one aspect of who I am. I mean, Brenda, you were just talking about the cancer that you had. This mm-hmm. was when we were not on the radio.
Right.
And the fact that when you stopped seeing the cancer as an enemy mm-hmm. or something to be gotten rid of, and you started seeing it as a messenger that was telling you that there were things in your life that you needed to bring back into balance. And once you heard the message and you were willing to take appropriate actions to bring your body and your life back into balance, the cancer disappeared.
Right.
Yes. That's powerful.
Mm-hmm. And that's the power we have in how we perceive words. I mean, it was really the word cancer. You know, that word is like life-threatening to people that hear it. It reverberates through people's bodies and through the air, you know, the airwaves like thunder. And
we've been
really
taught
do.
That, Brenda.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
We have been taught that
by the medical profession, and we have believed it. And because we believe it, we die of cancer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting, this idea of words and illusion and, you know, your background was you practice as an attorney, and of course words are extremely important in law, and we're always searching to define, it seems ad nauseum, our experience or what we want to do. One of the things about words in the discussion in kind of the spiritual world and looking at presence is that words are so much from our past and our experience. So how do we get to shifting our words to bring us more into the present?
Well, I think, first of all, it's extremely useful to realize that the present moment is all any of us truly has. For example, to deal with fear, I can guarantee you, if you are feeling fear, your head is in one of two places. Either you're focused on the future, what if this happens, what mm-hmm. if that happens, and or you're also focused on what somebody else may do. And when your head is focused in either of those places, you are giving your own personal power away. When you become aware of where your thoughts are and how this relates to the shaking hands, the knot in the belly, and all the other stuff that's going on in your body, you can make a conscious choice to bring your mind back to the present moment. You're probably in your living room or someplace that is very safe and very comfortable for you, and then you can just ask yourself, what is my next step? That's as far as you need to go with that. So it's an awareness. It's an awareness of where your mind is, what words are coming into your mind, and then making a conscious choice to change that.
Mm-hmm. Will you have a fast formula for people for shifting awareness and bringing peace and power and prosperity into their lives? What is that? I think you have questions that you want us to ask. What are those questions?
Oh, this has worked very well for me. Anytime I have noticed my body, my emotional state as being either in fear, guilt, anger, any of these emotions that we normally consider negative, and they too are just messengers. But the questions that will bring me back and put me in control of my life again are to ask, what do I think? What do I feel? What do I need? That's vital, because usually there's a need in there that I'm ignoring, maybe because I've been told I shouldn't think about myself. I should only think about other people. But what do I need, and what are my choices? And the choices for me must include both taking care of my own needs, but in a way that does not hurt others.
Now, what if somebody's dealing with anger? What do you say to people who are feeling angry? How can they shift? Is there something they can do to deal with anger?
Well, again, for me, anger is a messenger. Anger is telling me that something that really matters to me is being violated. And that anger is an important thing for me to truly love, embrace, and then direct in a constructive way. For example, with myself, one of my own anger points is lack of accountability. If somebody tells me they're going to do something, not something that I've told them they have to do, they have offered to do it, and they do not follow through, I feel anger. And then I have some choices. Am I going to trust this person again? Probably, you know, my trust has wavered a lot because they didn't do what they said they would do. Do I want to work with them again? Maybe not. Maybe I will go out and look for people who have shown me that they do do what they say they're going to do. It's clarified my values for me. Anger perhaps will allow you to take an active stand toward justice in the world or toward balancing the environment, dealing with things, perhaps overpopulation, things that you personally, well, they matter to you. You don't use the anger by calling other people names, blaming other people, bombing them, slapping them, or any of that stuff. Again, the purpose of the anger message is to help you get clear on what matters to you. And then when you know what matters to you, then you will take action. You will live that, because suddenly this is who I am. This is one reason I'm on this planet, to do this job.
You know, there's so often what I get is that there's a frequency with words, and obviously that's part of what we hold behind them. But we get stuck when we use those words in those frequencies, so that when you are constantly talking about something, like you say, oh, that'll be hard to do. Then you create it as something that's hard.
You're right.
You know, but when people come to your book and look at your experience, and I got to tell everybody that this book really, you start with a great experience in your life, which got you to shift how you see your world. But this book is very helpful in a lot of ways that, you know, we're going to learn so much from it. But what is the main thing that you think people will get from the book?
I have to laugh at that question.
Yeah. I know, they always say that.
I've already gotten a lot of feedback on this book from many, many, many different people. And what is valuable to one person will have no value whatsoever to another. There is a dance of consciousness going on between the reader and the words on that page, just as there's a dance of consciousness going on between someone looking at an optical illusion and what's in front of them, or somebody looking at the world and what's in front of them. So there is no one thing that anybody is going to get. The feedback I get generally is, well, some people have said to me, it's changed my life. I don't know what specific thing changed their life. Some other people will give me more particular information, like it was the part about anger and inner peace that just totally shifted the way I thought about this and will make it easy for me to make some of these changes in my own life. With one woman, it was the story of my own mystical experience. She said, I'm just going to take that and I am going to use the actions that you used consistently in my life for a while and then just watch what happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really,
it backs up really what your book is all about, because somebody comes to your book thinking shift. You know, that word shift. We picked it up because we felt our life was really shifting, and what an appropriate thing. It's a time when everybody's lives are shifting, and boom, there was a meaning and a perception to that that comes true when you read the book.
Well, Janet, we want to thank you for joining us and for writing this really amazing book. Again, folks, it's called Shift, Change Your Words, Change Your World. The website is word-sculptures.com, word-sculptures.com. And when we come back, we have a lot more to come. Stay tuned.
Are you having problems with your intestinal tract? You may need more bacteria in your diet. Scientists are now learning that maintaining a healthy balance of good bacteria in your gut can help strengthen your overall health. Digestive health is more than an upset stomach and irregularity. The proper balance of bacteria in your gut is essential to the body's functioning. They help the immune system function at its best, assist in digesting food, and may even manipulate how the body stores fat. Since some foods that encourage good bacteria growth are now rare in many diets, supplementing with acidophilus may be important. Look for the formulas that contain at least a billion microbes per serving, the recommended amount for effective probiotic support. Log on to supplementinfo.org for the latest information on the safety, benefits, and uses of probiotic acidophilus and other dietary supplements. That's supplementinfo.org. This message is brought to you by Conscious Talk Radio and the Dietary Supplement Information Bureau, your partners in scientific-based supplement information.
If you're one of the estimated 95 million Americans with digestive concerns, help your body maintain digestive balance with stomach-friendly probiotic acidophilus from American Health. Stress, poor diet, disease, and even medications can disrupt digestion and its healthy balance of bacteria in your system. By delivering up to 20 billion live organisms per serving, probiotics from American Health can promote digestive health, the very core of your well-being. Probiotics not only stimulate the growth of good bacteria in your digestive and intestinal tracts, but also encourage proper nutrient absorption and promote immune health. There are 20 billion reasons to turn to American Health for probiotic acidophilus formulas. Look for capsules, liquids, and milk-free chewables at fine health food stores everywhere, along with new enzyme probiotic complex and probiotic CD formulas. The next generation in digestive health, now available exclusively from American Health.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio for the truth seekers.
Improve your inner ecology today with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, a flora-balancing probiotic system that promotes optimum digestive health and is much more than a mere probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps to restore the entire complex of friendly bacteria in our intestines that are absolutely crucial to our digestive and overall health. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a whole food-based probiotic supplement that adjusts the balance of flora uniquely in each one of us because we're all different. It replenishes the flora that are individually needed for optimum intestinal health, all natural and does not need refrigeration. Perfect for travel. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Super Supplements, Whole Foods Markets, Marlene's, and other fine health food stores. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
Did you know New Zealand black currants are the king of superfruits due to their high concentrations of unique polyphenols? That's the ingredient that promotes eye function by renewing the pigment your eyes need to see in dim or dark light. This also alleviates eye fatigue and those annoying floaters associated with long-term exposure to computer and video screens. New Zealand black currants in particular contain an extraordinarily high level of special anthocyanins, which gives them the high oxygen radical absorbing capacity needed to fight free radicals. It's New Zealand's clean environment and super strong sun rays that make black currants the purest and most potent. It's never too late to look out for the eyes that look out for you. Ask for Jarl Formula's black currant extract in capsules, Vision Optimizer, or Jarl's famous 4-to-1 juice concentrates at Super Supplements. Or visit Jarrow.com, that's JARROW.com, the name for New Zealand's black currant super formulas. And don't forget, all Jarl products are available at 30% off until the end of February.
There's nothing else like it on the dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for being with us here today on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Again, the website is conscioustalk.net. We've got a lot of information up there, and I'd like to draw your attention again to our events page. We've just put a couple of new events back up on that page, so please make sure you visit there. And we also have a lot of new action alerts on our call to action page. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And our next guest, Georgia Foster, is an internationally renowned hypnotherapist. And as a clinical hypnotherapist, the path to her authentic purpose included more than 16 years of struggling with weight and self-esteem issues. You know, we always love this in our experts that they've actually gone through things. She has a wonderful book, especially now for the holidays, called The Drink Less Mind, The Truth Behind Overdrinking. Georgia, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you for having me.
You also have a companion audio CD that goes with this book, Georgia. I just wanted to be sure and get that in there so people know that. And you can learn more about Georgia by going to her website, georgiafoster.com.
Yeah, don't wrinkle the last page of the last cover, the back cover of the book, because that's the CD. You know?
So, Georgia, well, I want to ask you right off the bat, why do people drink?
Well, most people may be surprised that actually drinking is a way to feel better, to calm down, to be more confident socially, to be more intimate. A lot of people use alcohol to sleep. And there are many reasons why people drink more than they actually want to. And actually, it's nothing to do with having fun most of the time.
Yeah, that's true. Now we're not talking about this book isn't aimed necessarily at the alcoholic. This is something that goes on with all of us during the holiday period and often with some regrets. So but what prompted you to write this book?
Well, a lot of people, I've been a therapist for over nearly 16 years now, and there was always a common theme amongst people who came to see me. They wouldn't come to see me about drinking. They would come to see me about anxiety, self-esteem issues, phobic conditions. And what they also would say to me, oh, Georgia, I think I'm drinking too much, and I'm really worried that I'm an alcoholic. And I would say, but hang on, actually, you don't seem to be an alcoholic unless you're not telling me the truth. But I think what has happened in society is that overdrinking is a taboo subject. Everybody's worried that they may belong in AA, and everybody's worried about whether they secretly drink too much. And what I'm saying is let's drop the taboo. Let's really look at what's going on. I believe most people are not alcoholics. I believe they are habitually emotional drinkers. And that's what I treat, is that the unconscious experience, because consciously you might wake up in the morning and think, right, today I'm not going to drink today, and through the day, it gets a little bit more stressful, and by the afternoon, you're itching for that drink, and you get really angry with yourself because you feel like, why can I not drink tonight? And then, of course, you cave in and have that one or two or more, and this vicious cycle continues to play its role in your daily life.
So are they drinking to relieve stress?
Most people are. You see, what we do know about the unconscious mind, the conscious mind is not intelligent. It's like a filtering system. The unconscious mind is where all of the emotional habits are stored. So if you could imagine any sense of vulnerability, so if you have a really stressful day, your body then produces stress chemicals. And those
stress chemicals then feed back to your mind and say, "Ooh, I'm feeling scared, I'm feeling unsafe." What's going to make us feel better? And if the mind then, as it does, it scans the past and says, "Ooh, okay, it's called a whiskey or a bottle of beer or wine," in a nanosecond, the mind will say, "Let's have a drink." It could be at 9 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't mean you're necessarily an alcoholic. It means that this learnt behavior has gone on, whereas the conscious mind doesn't have any control. So if the unconscious mind says it's time to have a drink because you're feeling unsafe, but your conscious mind is saying, actually, you shouldn't really drink today, the unconscious mind will always win the argument. Mm-hmm. And this is what I'm trying to explain to the world, is that we're all emotional beings. And we should acknowledge these feelings rather than feel we have to suppress them. And alcohol is the quickest way to suppress those feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And since we're talking about the subconscious here, that's why hypnosis is so effective. Well, people often think, well, that's a little weird, you know, I mean, and I can't be hypnotized. And so, you know, how's that going to work with me? And what do you say to those folks?
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint those people, but those skeptics out there, in order for you to go to sleep at night, you need to go through the hypnotic state. It's just an altered brainwave activity that we all need to experience. So it's kind of like that half awake, half asleep state. I always say that you must be very tired if you haven't been hypnotized. But obviously I'm working in a controlled environment where the CD in the back of the book is about educating your mind to actually naturally calm down, to naturally produce those endorphins, those lovely good feel factor experiences, so that you don't actually unconsciously in a nanosecond reach for that extra drink or that drink at all.
Well, we're here with Georgia Foster. We're talking about the drink less mind. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. There's a lot more to come.
A smooth flowing bloodstream is vital to good health. And one of the keys to maintaining that smooth flow is Kyolic aged garlic extract. Kyolic accelerates circulation, revitalizes cells, and keeps blood platelets from sticking to each other or to artery and capillary walls. You see, the body produces an amino acid called homocysteine. If left unchecked, high homocysteine levels can become a serious health risk. Today, many health experts believe that homocysteine is more of a risk factor than cholesterol. And Kyolic is the only garlic supplement patented to reduce homocysteine levels, a major risk factor for arteriosclerosis and coronary heart disease. In fact, Kyolic is the only aged garlic extract. So get traffic moving smoothly along all your major arteries. Look for Kyolic. You'll find it where quality nutritional supplements are sold.
Ugh, my breath needs some help. Can I get a piece of gum?
I don't have any. Here, try this.
What's that?
It's a spoonful of sugar. I've seen the gum you chew. What do you think it's made of? Sugar.
I don't buy bubble gum. I get the healthy gum.
And where do you buy it?
At the store, next to the register.
Right next to the candy bars and all the gummy stuff? Sugar, sorbitol, chemical sweeteners. You should try Spry. It's the gum sweetened with 100% xylitol.
What's xylitol?
Well, it's an all-natural sweetener. It doesn't just freshen your breath. Spry's the gum with proven dental benefits. It helps reduce the risk of tooth decay, builds strong enamel, relieves a dry mouth. This is serious gum, my friend. No sugars, no sorbitol, no garbage. Which means you won't find it in just any candy aisle. You will find Spry where it belongs, at fine retailers. And it tastes great. I chew it all the time.
But you don't have bad breath.
That's what I'm trying to tell you, my friend.
Oh.
Spry gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System. Products that are 100% sweetened with xylitol. Tastes great and are good for your teeth. You can find them at your local natural products retailer or visit SpryDental.com to find a retailer near you. Spry gum. Tastes great. Less fillings.
Don't forget, this is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
And welcome back to Conscious Talk Radio that makes a difference. Yes, we are changing the world, folks, one listener at a time. You got it. That listener is you. The website's conscioustalk.net. You can hear this show and all the shows we do for free in our archives, but also our podcasts. And we do that because you're supporting our sponsors, and we thank you very much for that. There's so much in that website, call to action, events. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and joining us is Georgia Foster. And this time of year, folks, we tend to overdo everything. We overeat, and we sometimes overdrink. And this book is called The Drink Less Mind. And I think it's a very appropriate time of year to be talking about drinking. But, you know, sometimes I wonder, Georgia, Rob and I often kid about the fact that we will use anything as people to get together, an excuse to get together, whether we use it as a dinner to come together so that we can socialize. And it's not really about the dinner. It's really about coming together and socializing, but we think it's about the dinner. Is that the same with drinking, that we use it as an excuse to get together and it's not really about the drinking, or is it really about the drinking?
Well, I think people are naturally shy. Not everybody, of course, but most people I find who drink a little bit more than they want to are a bit anxious about being friendly or sociable or meeting new people. So often alcohol is in the equation where they'll think, oh, well, we'll just go out to the bar and have a couple of drinks, or, you know, we'll have a little bit of wine over dinner or whatever it is. And I'm not saying don't drink, of course. I mean, I'm Australian. We drink. But it's really about thinking about why you drink. And it's difficult for a lot of people who do have a social anxiety because, once again, their mind, you know, I call it sneaky drinking, is they might have that quick little drink before they go out to calm their nerves. Mm-hmm. And then before they know it, it becomes kind of like the preview to the evening, because they feel that if they don't have the drink, then they'll either be boring, or they'll become anxious and fearful, or they won't be able to be as entertaining. So they think that a lot of people assume that when they consume alcohol, they're much more fun, which actually is incorrect.
Yeah, they may be more repetitious often, but
it could be a little bit more boring as well. I think that my really most important point is that, you know, alcohol is part of our society, and I'm not saying not, but I do think that alcohol, unfortunately, for some people, if they have got themselves into a bit of a pickle of life, you know, stress and strains of life, is that if they're using alcohol as that emotional crutch, they have what I call, they have a very strong inner critic voice. And that's mm-hmm. what I specialize in. I'm trained in this amazing psychology that was, I went to California to train in this psychology. And really that we're all made up of many parts. And the one part that really loves people drinking is the inner critic. Because if you have that negative self-talk going on during your day, I call it that radio crazy, that says you should have done this, why didn't you do that, you're really idiot in that meeting, and everybody thinks this about you, this negative emotional propaganda that's going on in the head, then the mind then starts to become panicked, as the body does too. And then the mind says, oh, let's have a drink to escape it. So it's no surprise that people who have self-esteem issues or are very anxious will see alcohol as a way to escape, because what we don't know is why. But when people consume alcohol, their inner critic runs away somewhere else. Obviously, they wake up in the morning with a bit of a hangover, and unfortunately, the inner critic is there even worse than before. But it gives them that form of escapism for just a bit. And that's what I treat. I help people tune out of that negative voice and bring in the part that I call the healthy, confident part, the part that actually knows how to feel calm, the part that knows how to feel confident, the part that knows how to really look after that person emotionally and physically.
And we all have that part, don't we, Georgia? Every single one of us has that part that knows how to take care of us in that way.
Absolutely. And this is what's interesting about the hypnosis section, is because when you're working on a deep level, I'm saying, you know, even though I'm trained in regression work, I very rarely use it, because I believe most of people's problems are their past. So I help people create a new reference, a new library, so they can move on. Mm-hmm. And when you actually tune out of the inner critic, and the scientists have backed me up on this now, which is absolutely fabulous, is that when you introduce the healthy, confident part to be your spokesperson emotionally, you're more intuitive, you're able to make decisions better, you're calmer, you communicate more clearly, you sleep better, you are in control of your life in a positive way. And of course, you can drink if you want to, but you drink from a very different emotional space in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Very important,
well,
I believe.
Yeah, I believe that, you know, exactly what you said. It's very important. Georgia, what else, here in the States, we are entering this week, the prolonged holiday period. I mean, it actually seems to start at what we call Halloween and continues through November and December. But what else, aside from hypnosis, what do you advise people over the holiday so that they don't go over the edge here?
Well, I have a slogan, Do Wo, drink one, water one. And what is important is alcohol is a diuretic. So you are dehydrating yourself when you drink alcohol. The only and the best way to combat that is to actually drink water. So say, you know, have your glass of wine or beer and then have the water and sip. Have one sip of alcohol, have a sip of water, and that will actually balance out the your body coping with the alcohol. And not only that, actually, as you're hydrating yourself again, is that you're actually noticing that you're drinking less, so you're not actually getting drunk, which is great. An absolute top tip is that you need to eat, and I know that Thanksgiving, that's an understatement, but you know, it is really important that people actually do have some food while they're consuming alcohol, because really food is alcohol is a digestive rather for food. They do work very well together.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that. Well, but there is some damage that the alcohol does, particularly to the liver, doesn't it?
Yes. I mean, excessive alcohol, anything excessive is damaging to the liver. But it has been suggested that those that binge drink actually cause more liver damage than those that actually may moderately drink regularly. And that's quite interesting, because if you're eating when you're drinking and you may have, you know, a couple of glasses of wine every other night, so whatever it is you choose to drink, I'm not here to suggest what you should or shouldn't. But when you binge, your body goes into shock. It's a bit like somebody who's been on a really strict diet and all of a sudden actually has a massive binge. The stomach doesn't know what to do. The digestive system goes into complete overriding, you know, the energy that it takes to do all the dealings with. And that's the problem with consuming too much alcohol, is that the body goes into shock and you can actually become quite ill.
Yeah, and also the problem is, as you said, people wake up the next morning with a hangover. And the problem is, and this is where the subconscious works just perfectly, we don't associate, you know, we associate the hangover, or we don't associate in our subconscious the hangover with the drinking the night before, because it's so far removed. You don't get a hangover until hours later, if we, excuse me, it felt like I had a hangover right there, but I lost my voice. If we had a negative reaction right away, we wouldn't drink, would we?
No, I think you're right there. I think if people, exactly, is that this is what's interesting about the mind. You know the consequences of drinking too much, but at the time, because you're running away from the inner critic, you really don't care, because there's got to be this way to escape. And that's why people actually may wake up and regret drinking what they consumed the night before. But you've got to remember that there are some other personality traits involved with this, which is very much a part of my work too. And one of them is the pleaser personality. And the pleaser personality is the part within us that has the inability to say the word no.
Mm.
And the pleaser personality gets people into some pretty sticky situations, and that includes drinking too much.
Mm-hmm.
Because people feel that they need to drink to make sure that aunt whoever likes the food or whatever, and people get themselves into situations where they overconsume, not because they want to, because they feel they have to.
Well, the book, folks, is The Drink Less Mind, The Truth Behind Overdrinking. It has a great CD companion with it. It is a great little book, very appropriate for this time of year now. And, folks, we just really highly recommend it. Georgia, thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate the work you're doing out there.
Thank you. Can I just also say that those who want to log on to my website, which is georgiafoster.com, is that you can actually join a teleconference workshop, which is fabulous anywhere in the world as well.
There you go. All right. GeorgiaFoster.com. Well, that wraps it up for us this hour, folks. Thanks for being with us, and we'll see you next time on Conscious Talk.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus helps restore and balance the good gut flora in your intestines. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is an award-winning vegetarian, non-GMO, biogenic intestinal flora complex and dietary supplement used worldwide. It is made from selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, mushrooms, and the proprietary and powerful TH10 strain of lactic acid bacteria. All natural, hypoallergenic, and does not need refrigeration. And the blister packs make it easy for traveling. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a difference. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Super Supplements, Whole Foods Markets, Marlene's, and other fine health food stores. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
This product has not been evaluated by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Results may vary.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, radio for where we go from here.
Hi, I'm Edie Falco with PETA. Have you ever witnessed animal abuse? Research shows that people who commit acts of cruelty towards animals don't stop with animals. Many of them turn their violence against humans. If you know of someone who's harmed an animal, report it to animal control or the police right away. The animals and the people in your community are depending on you.
For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.